Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want to talk about a new movie?
Check.
Want to talk about an older movie similar or related to that new movie?
Check.
That's what you can expect from Quality Check Podcast.
It's a new podcast on the Studio DNA Network hosted by yours truly, Drew Douglas and
Daniel Posey. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about a new movie and an old movie to see how the film's quality holds up.
Welcome to my podcast. My guest today is the very talented Tasha Layton.
Hello.
What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
My husband and I love you so much.
I love your husband. I love you. And I love your children, kids.
I know. There's two of them now.
Two of them now. As we record this, let's get some ages.
Okay. So Levi is 4 years old. He just turned four at the end of August. And Lila is 20 months. Basically, that means I haven't slept in like 5 years.
What's Levi into at four? Remind me.
Oh, Paw Patrol. Like, hands down. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. And he loves Bluey, too. So anything Paw Patrol and anything Bluey.
Now, I've been out of that small of kid world for a while. My youngest is 14, so I don't know what Bluey is.
Bluey is an Australian cartoon that is so cute. I mean, like, it is so funny and actual humor that adults would like, too. So when you're watching it, it's like the whole family likes it.
How is your husband Keith and his mighty trumpet?
He has so many trumpets. I'm always trying to get him to sell one or a few. So we're good.
He dropped some knowledge on me. I grew up in PTL club world. My parents, grandparents gave money. We vacationed there at Heritage USA.
My grandma had the PTL Bible. Yep.
Oh, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think your husband told me he dabbled with the movie soundtrack for the Tammy Faye movie a little bit.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Sometimes I find stuff out. Not by him. And sometimes he finds stuff out about me, not through me. So we are like ships crossing in the night in the last month because it's touring season. So he's out with Toby. He's in Diverse City for anyone who's listening and who doesn't know that. He's in Diverse City. So they've been out and then I've been out. And so touring season in the fall is really crazy for our family. So we're just hanging on for dear life.
You've got some new Christmas music out. Congratulations.
I have wanted to make a Christmas record for so long. And, you know, this record is so awesome. I know it's going to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, but it's so awesome because it's just a lot of things at once. It's like some fun stuff, some serious stuff, a worshipful song to help solve that problem of like, I'm a worship leader and I can't choose songs for December easily because it's so hard to find songs that are Christmassy, but also worshipful. And then we've got some that are more radio driven and then just jazzy. It's just got a little bit of everything. And I love Christmas. I'm one of those people who decorates early. So I'm super stoked about it. And Keith did an amazing job. He produced the whole thing. And, you know, he's a great producer, but I feel like he really has a corner on Christmas. And so he just crushed it.
I imagine a decorated studio with Christmas trees and ornaments and peppermint candles burning and sugar plum fairies dancing in your head. Was that what it was like?
I wish I had time to do that. We had to rush to get this done. And so I was literally coming down in my pajamas sometimes at midnight to cut vocals. And our studio is in our home. And so I don't think there's any other way we could have gotten it done unless I could have done it in my pajamas. So yes, if I could have, I would have loved to put a tree up and worn a Christmas hat and all the things. But man, we're just literally just trying to get it done.
When do you sound your best?
You know, Keith said something the other day about like 8 p.m., but I don't think so at all. I think like early afternoon, like after lunch or maybe late morning, just because I'm more awake. When I hit that 7:30 mark, I just start getting tired because the kids, I've been momming all day and chasing around toddlers and I'm ready to go to bed when they go to bed. So I think probably early in the day, which is crazy because, you know, events normally don't start until then. And so I'm usually yawning, walking up to the stage and I got to have another cup of coffee.
Do you have a warm-up routine?
I do. I don't write easy songs to sing, Corey. I don't know what is wrong with me, but I need to start writing some easier songs. So everything is kind of like just go for it hardcore. So I have to warm up before I sing and I'm pretty religious about it.
If you go back in the What Else with Corey Mann archives, back to episode 32, that's the first time Tasha and I spoke. We do a deep dive into her life, her faith, her career, but we're going to take a hard left turn into Christmas Town right now. So I've got a handful of Christmas questions. I'm just going to pull them out randomly, one at a time, and surprise, see what happens. Are you good with that?
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. I love surprises and I love Christmas, so this is awesome.
What televised Christmas special do you look forward to most of all each year?
Well, this is a tricky one, Corey, because I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV since high school.
You do not watch TV at all.
Yes. So I have watched a few shows on Netflix. My husband got me into Ted Lasso, but I stopped in high school. It was a spiritual thing. Our youth group was doing a fast of media. And when I stopped the fast, I loved it so much. I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to keep going. So then I just kept going and I didn't even realize I was all the way into graduate school and didn't realize that I had not watched TV. And I have never owned a TV until this year.
What's the last thing you remember watching?
Maybe Friends or Seinfeld, like when it was actually on, or Frasier. Like, I mean, old school, like before it was cool to rewatch all that stuff on Netflix or Hulu or something.
Okay, well, this is slightly controversial because the kids like Paw Patrol, so do you let them watch that?
Yes. So they watch Paw Patrol. We have Disney Plus and what's the other one? We do have Hulu and Netflix. And so they watch those. And that's part of the reason we bought a new TV was because they needed to have their Paw Patrol fix.
But you've never seen like the Charlie Brown Christmas special?
When I was a kid. But Christmas specials? Gosh, I mean, not really. I don't really have one that I look forward to.
Which movie gets your vote for the best Christmas movie of all time?
I mean, I think that's probably Home Alone. Home Alone 1, the first one.
What is the longest period of time you've ever left your tree up after Christmas?
Probably January, first week of January. I am the person who I will literally put it up this weekend, like way before Thanksgiving, but then as soon as Christmas is over, is down. It might even be down like the very next morning.
follow-up question, live tree or fake?
I want a live tree, but our life just isn't conducive to a live tree. So I do have fake trees, but they look really real. Like, I researched and I even called. Okay, this is a whole thing. So I even called the company to talk to them about how real their trees looked. And I ended up talking to the president of this German tree company. And like, I have a relationship with them now and this whole thing. And I've gotten other people to buy these trees. But anyway, so it looks real and it's awesome.
Put it out there. What's the name of the company?
It's called Newman, a Newman tree. They're really expensive. So buy them on sale.
Which particular part of the biblical Christmas story do you find the most inspiring?
Okay. This is definitely when and I just talked about this the other day, Corey. It's definitely when the angel comes to Mary and tells her that she's going to birth the Savior. You know, she is initially afraid because the angel, you know, appears. And usually when an angel appears in scripture, people are afraid because it's like, whoa, there's an angel. But then she says something that's so special. She says, at the end of that story, she says, "Let it be to me according to your word." And she just said, yes. And I love that she said, yes. And I love that attitude of, God, let a miracle come through me. And if we say yes, God can do miracles. And I love that.
If you were in charge of hiring a mall Santa, what quality or ability above all others would you look for in the applicants?
Oh, see, I mean, I could say something like they have to be great with kids, not some crabby Santa who's like not good with kids and who scares them off. But I think it would be really funny to have a Santa that could do something different, like a hula Santa or a juggling Santa or like, I don't know, fire breathing Santa, something really random that could like wow the crowds as they're standing there in a 4-hour line to get their lists listened to.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When does it really start feeling like Christmas to you?
Probably when I start wrapping presents. Like when I wrap presents in it, they are under the tree. I mean, that's getting pretty real. And my husband and I, we have a hard time like waiting until Christmas to give our gifts to one another. So I'll just buy like a whole bunch for him and then I'll just give them to him at like random times. I don't think we've ever made it to Christmas and like not opened some of our gifts at least.
What would be the ideal way for you to spend Christmas Eve?
Oh, Christmas Eve. I mean, I'm normally leading worship at church Christmas Eve. So if I wasn't doing that, probably just with family eating good food. It's all about the food for me. Sausage balls, baked brie, all the like pigs in a blanket. Like, I don't know, just sounds like I really love pork, but all of the holiday foods. I love cookies and pies and, oh my gosh, just give it all to me. I am not gluten-free or dairy-free or any of those frees. I am free to eat.
Are you at a church that does multiple services leading up to Christmas Eve, or you have one of those like a midnight service? Where do you land?
Yeah, we have multiple services at our home church, and then I also serve at a church nearby that we'll have three services on Christmas Eve too. So I don't know many churches around that don't have multiple services now because it's just like everybody's trying to get in. A lot of people are going to church on Christmas Eve that normally don't go. So it's a great opportunity for the church to minister to people who are not normal churchgoers and maybe not believers. So
you get to choose one song to lead on Christmas Eve. And the director says, Tasha, which one do you want to do?
Oh, gosh, that'd be a toss-up. I love O Come All Ye Faithful. I love that song. I love O Holy Night. I love my new one, This Is Christmas. I think that would be a great one.
What's the best Christmas surprise that you've ever had?
The funniest Christmas surprise I ever had was Keith bought me a new laptop a handful of years ago, and he was super excited about it, and he texted a friend to let them know what he had gotten me, and he didn't realize that he had texted me. I think that's happened a couple times in our relationship where he's texted me instead of somebody else. So,
how long you guys been married now?
I mean, 6.5 years. Yeah, almost 7 years.
Do you remember your first Christmas together?
I do. It was in South Carolina, and he was kind of let in on a lot of traditions that my family did. We have a white elephant exchange where you have to make your gift. We have like a wrapping paper war on Christmas Eve after everybody opens their gifts and all that. And so it was fun. It was fun. He got inundated.
Everyone has a favorite holiday story or experience that he or she loves to share. What's yours if we're sitting around the living room on Christmas Eve? Which one do you like to share?
Oh, I do love, we have some friends who have just been family friends for my whole life, before I was born even. And we used to go on family vacations with them and everything. And Christmas morning, every single year, they come to our house and they bring banana bread. And it's like the sweetest thing because they never had kids. And so we're kind of like surrogate kids for them. And they've just been a part of our family for so long. It's just a sweet reminder that friends are the family you choose sometimes. And so as I know, it's not like a story, but I love sharing that with people that, you know, it's not just about your blood related family. It's family is what you make of it. So.
Can you cook? And if so, what is your go-to dish?
Oh, I love to cook. Keith calls me the soup queen because I make a lot of really good soups. I just had an end of tour party because, you know, I was out with Ryan Stevenson in Richland this fall and just had the end of tour party this week at my house. And I just made a whole bunch of soups and white chicken chili and sausage potato kale and all that. And I just think it's awesome to just kind of put it in there and forget it in the pot. It's great.
Where do you land on bisque?
We love lobster bisque in our family. And then we love, I love tomato bisque. I love a good, whatchamacallit, not pumpkin. What is it? Squash. Oh, I love like butternut squash bisque. It's awesome.
Of all your friends, all your family members, which one do you think is best suited to play the role of jolly old Saint Nick?
Oh, that's definitely my dad. If he grew his beard out, he would look like Santa. He's just sweet, just a tender, sweet man and loves giving gifts. So that'd definitely be him.
Name another artist that you would love to do a Christmas duet with.
Okay, this is tough because like I have dream duets that I would normally love to sing with, but are they the ones I would choose for Christmas? Because Christmas is more like a Harry Connick Jr. situation. But I think even like Chris Martin or Adam Levine, I mean, like, come on. Their voices are so crazy. I think a Christmas song with them would be awesome.
I feel like I should say out loud that a very classic, you and Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I would love it. He's not that far removed. Maybe I should reach out.
What does not far removed mean?
Well, just I know people who are close with him, so I don't think that'd be too hard of an ask.
Bucket List 2022, you heard it here. This is a podcast exclusive. If it does indeed happen, remember this moment.
Yep, it happened on the Corey Mann Show.
If you kept a journal of Christmas past, which year's Christmas would have the lengthiest entry?
My husband and I had known for years that we couldn't have kids. When I found out that I was pregnant with our miracle baby, Levi, our first son, I found out in December, and I had purchased a small stocking, like in faith, for a baby. When I found out that I was pregnant, I didn't tell Keith right away. I went to the store and I bought like 10 or 12 more tests because I was like, this can't be happening. And I called my doctor, what are the odds of like me, all these tests being positive? And they're like, oh my gosh, it's like you're winning the lottery. And so I put all the tests in the stocking and I gave it to him. And once he figured out what I was giving him. We just sat on the couch and cried for hours. I mean, it was the most special. It was so special. And then, so that Christmas, we were able to give our family little gifts to let them know that we were pregnant. So that was such a special Christmas for us in our marriage. And just as people of faith, that God showed up that way for us. So definitely that one. I'm trying to think, that'd be 2016.
If you could travel back into your own past to briefly revisit any Christmas moment in your life, which one do you choose?
Oh, I remember the Christmas that I got my Teddy Ruxpin, or I don't know how to say his name.
Ruxpin.
I got it right. The Christmas that I got that, oh my gosh, I just remember it being the best ever and just being so excited. Man, I would go back to that moment in a heartbeat, just being a kid and feeling that excitement again. Oh, and now I get to relive it through my kids, which is awesome.
What do you typically do the day after Christmas, December 26th?
I'm usually cleaning. I'm usually like putting the tree up, taking down decorations. Like I said, I'm like, as soon as it's over, I'm done. And then we have so much usually going on the first of the year. I want to kind of be ready. So I'm usually cleaning and then trying to rest and just enjoy family. I mean, we're always with family during that time. So we're always trying to catch up with them.
Before the tree comes down on the 26th, tell me about your favorite ornament that hangs on the tree.
Oh my gosh, I have so many. This is another question where you can't ask me my favorite. Like I have like 10 or 12. I get Keith an ornament every year for Christmas. That's like our thing. They're all really meaningful, special. I already got his ornament for this year, like back in the spring. He doesn't even know. I bet I could even tell you what it is now, and he's not going to hear it on this podcast. But I'm not going to risk it. One of our first dates was to Krispy Kreme because he said he had never been to Krispy Kreme when the Hot Now sign was on. So he had never had like an actual Hot Now donut. Oh. And I was like, hey, you have not lived your life.
It's a rite of passage.
How are we even like having this conversation? Like, who are you? And can I even trust you that you haven't had a Hot Now donut? And so I bought him that year for Christmas. I bought him a Hot Now ornament from Krispy Kreme that lights up, like the sign intermittently comes on, and it's really cute. And so at our wedding, we even had Krispy Kreme donuts as favors and like passed out hats and took photos. It was really sweet.
If you were asked to choose four songs for a Christmas medley, which songs do you pick?
If we're talking traditional songs, I mean, I would definitely do Christmas carols like O Come All You Faithful, O Come, O Come Emmanuel. Maybe Hark and Silent Night at the End for like a candlelight moment. But if we're talking like fun, like not in a traditional church service, I would definitely choose my songs like off the new record because they're so fun. It would take you on a little trip, ups and downs on a little Christmas roller coaster.
Let's end with a word of encouragement as we head into 2022.
You know, I think with the world as crazy as it is now, it's never been more important to just be close to the Lord and just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Think before you speak. Try to love like Jesus would love. Try to hear what he would have to say about a situation before you post something on social media. Just get close with him and watch your life flourish regardless of what is going on around you. Because He is our source, and he will do that. No matter what's going on in the world, your life can flourish when you're close to him.
Speaking of 2022, one blazing hot highlight you can tell us about before you go.
I just finished a book, and probably going to be something around that that I can't talk about, but yes, called Boundless. It's a workbook journal to help people work through trauma and lies in their lives. And so I just finished it. So yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about supporting that next year.
What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network? Leave some feedback, write a review, hit the subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network?
I think you know this. I'm a huge fan of you. I'm a huge fan of your husband. I love you. Thanks for doing this.
We love you too. We love you too, Corey. Oh my gosh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.